This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Amy Scott.
Another thing that's changed a lot in the past year, mortgage rates. They've more than doubled to just north of 6.5% right now for a 30-year fixed. Spare a thought for anyone trying to buy a house right now. Existing home sales are down 28% since last year, according to the National Association of Realtors. The thing is, ours is not the only country battling high inflation. Central banks in Canada, Latin America, and Western Europe are also raising interest rates. Marketplace's Matt Levin checks in now on the housing vibe in some other parts of the world.
For the last two decades, the Canadian housing market has boomed. A home in Toronto or Vancouver is at least as pricey as New York or San Francisco. And since the pandemic, prices in some markets soared more than 50%. Tony Stilo with Oxford Economics says a correction is coming.
We're looking for a 30% contraction in house prices across the country. It's already well underway.
The Bank of Canada has raised interest rates pretty much in lockstep with the Fed. But unlike the 30-year fixed in the U.S., Canadian mortgages lock in interest rates only 5 years at a time. And variable rate mortgages are very popular in Canada. As interest rates rise, Stilo says Canadian homeowners are going to feel the pinch more directly than their American neighbors. He's predicting a moderate recession.
We think that the economy is that much more sensitive to these hikes in interest rates.
The European Central Bank is also raising rates, which means the hottest housing markets there are also starting to cool. Nicolas Veron is an economist at the Peterson Institute for International Economics.
In Nordic Europe and parts of Germany, in some parts of the French market, we see a downturn.
But Veron says while monetary policy is slowing demand, immigration can be a counterweight. For example,
a number of places in Germany are getting a lot of immigrants. When lots of people enter the country and want a place to live, that stimulates demand for housing.
Immigration and remote work are also helping to buoy the housing market in some parts of Mexico. Maricela Pereyes with the Mexican Association of Real Estate Professionals.
Cities like Monterrey or Reynosa or Tampico, cities are close to the border, and all these people who live in the United States interested in buying here in Mexico.
Correa says Mexicans are increasingly interested in renting versus buying. Mexico's central bank recently raised its benchmark interest rate to 10%. I'm Matt Levin for Marketplace.